No, a goldfish does not have a 3-second memory. No, the North Star is not the brightest star. No, coal doesn't turn into diamonds. Surprised? There are literally hundreds of more pieces of information where that came from in my book, Facts That Aren't True. Click the link in the description to learn more. Really have a, it's not my thing, fire away, but go ahead.
Veganism is essentially like just rejecting animal exploitation as much as possible and practicable. Like, there's many definitions
that people go by, but
wouldn't you say that then, if you as an individual are faced with the option between exploiting an animal or not, wouldn't you say it's a moral obligation for you to choose to not exploit that animal?
Not if you don't value the, if you don't extend the, same kinds of rights that you think, that apply to you and your in-group, then no, there's really no case that you can make that they ought extend that to other animals. If you're a vegan and you want to be logically and morally consistent, then yes. But if you don't share that belief, then I don't really see why.
Okay. Well, would you say that if it were the case for humans, that you should try to reject human exploitation as much as possible and practicable? Or let me put it this way, that it is a moral obligation for you to try to reject human exploitation as much as possible and practicable?
I don't know what you mean by human exploitation. I mean, if you... Is it exploitative to rely on like a farmer to be able to feed you? Like, is it exploitative to start a business and have employees that do most of the work? And like, you can pay them like a really good salary, but you're like, is that exploitation? I just don't know what exploitative means here.
Fair enough. Well, I usually go by the idea, by the definition that exploitation means unfair usage. So,
sure.
So wouldn't you say that then we have a moral obligation to be fair towards people, like towards humans?
I don't have a problem with that.
Sure. So then there's this argument within veganism that says, what is the morally significant difference between a human being and an animal that says you don't have the same obligation towards an animal?
I can't remember how they say that. Like,
the trait difference.
Yeah, the trait difference between them.
I
don't really have anything for that, really. When I've tried to think about this, the only thing that I really come up with is, sort of, how would you describe it? Sort of the reality of the situation. So I reject that. Like, I don't think that human rights exist. People talk about the right to exist or something like that. Nobody, no entity, no group has that. The only thing that they actually do have is the ability to sort of not defend their claim, but to enforce their claim. It's not a very, I'm not wording this very sophisticatedly, but that's the only thing that really exists. And animals don't have that unless we do all of the work for them, right? I'm not trying to make I'm not taking a moral stance on this. I'm just describing sort of what the reality of it is. Humans come together and we create social contracts and all this other stuff to assert the rights that we say we have. And any group that doesn't agree with you and they form their own coalition, it can be that they can take it away. I'm not saying that they should or anything like that. It's just kind of the reality. And animals just completely lack that. If they could band together like we do, ants could absolutely eradicate the world of humans, and they might actually want to.
Okay, but let me put it this way. Do you think that somebody who stands by human rights, who believes humans should have rights morally, not necessarily legally, would be morally inconsistent or logically inconsistent if they don't believe that the animals should share at least some of those rights, like the right to live free of exploitation?
In what sense would an animal have the right to that? I don't understand.
I think morally they should have that right because they are sentient beings. They do have the subjective experience of the world, and thus us trying to exploit them would mean that we are like changing their experience of the world for our own benefit and against their own detriment.
But don't animals do that to each other? Even if they're
Uh,
not,
they
even if they're
do.
not meta
They
aware
do.
of it, don't they do that?
They do, but there's a difference between moral agents and moral patients, right? Animals are moral patients. It's accustomed to what a child would do. Like, a child might do something stupid, but you won't blame the child because they don't know any better. Just like that, an animal doesn't know any better. But we do, right? So we as individuals who claim to be acting morally, we should essentially be saying, well, we should be extending these basic rights to animals also.
You're just gonna make me look stupid because, like I said, this isn't what I do.
Fair enough.
And
Okay,
most of like the reason I'm good at this is cause, or like the other stuff I do is because I've done it a million times and I've thought about it in the shower a million times before too. So, I don't know.
I
I
mean,
don't even know what to say.
but let me put it this way. Like, you're aware of the horrible practices within animal agriculture, right? Yeah, so I'm just like I understand you probably never have thought about this, right? I'm not here to to point fingers or anything. I'm just like curious, like, because when you make these choices, you're also aware that you can make different choices, right? Like, you can always choose a plant-based diet, like when it comes to
Yeah,
diet,
but
because
well, yeah, but no, okay, so here's kind of where I don't really, sometimes I don't get it with the vegan thing, right? So
yeah.
if being vegan is just about trying to do less of the exploitation and try to do less of the harm, then I'm like, then I don't even disagree. But when it's couched as being vegan is morally right and being non-vegan is morally wrong, that's where I'm like, okay, but we have a huge problem here because being vegan means animals have to die because you have to grow food at an industrial level, which means you have to destroy habitat. Literally, there are animals that live in the pores. It's this weird kind of mite. I can't remember what its name is, but there are animals that live on the pores
Yeah.
of your skin. And every time you wash your body, you are destroying them in the most. I mean, it's like you getting run over by what are those things called with the big drum on it, and it runs. What the hell? Why? My brain
Oh,
is not
like
braining
the
today. A steamroller? Not a steamroller, but like something like that.
yeah.
Or maybe it is called a steamroller. You're doing the equivalent to them. And I don't think any vegan has a problem with when a mosquito bites you, you slap it and kill it. And then you're
Yeah, for
just
sure.
like, it's kind of like you're saying, well, you know, I don't care about insects, but I care about animals. And it's like, what are we doing here? So I'm not
Well,
accusing you of any of that. That's just where I'm like, here's where the logic looks like it kind of breaks down for me. If
sure.
you're
Well,
going
I
to
can
say
explain
that
to you.
veganism is
Yeah.
good and non-veganism just by definition is morally wrong, then I can't agree with you for those reasons.
Let me say it, let me put it this way. So you mentioned bacteria on hands. I don't know which you mentioned a
No,
couple of
not
things. I tried to
bacteria.
write them
They're
down.
mites. There are animals that live on your skin. But
Yeah.
just growing crops industrially means you have to destroy animal habitat, and it kills and displaces uncountable numbers of animals.
Let me tackle it one by one. Okay, so you mentioned mites on hands. The whole thing about veganism is respecting sentient animals, and the reason for that is because they have a subjective experience of the world. They're a somebody, right? Sentience essentially means you're a somebody. If you're not sentient, of course you would try to reduce harm as much as you can in also in those situations, but I don't think you necessarily have a moral obligation towards that. So that's about.
So insects don't rise to the level of.
They do. But not like, I don't know if mites are sentient. Are mites sentient?
I don't think any animal is not sentient.
I mean, if they don't have a brain or a central nervous system, it's highly unlikely that they would be sentient, right?
I don't think sponges have a nervous system, but I think basically any other animal does.
So as far as I know, sentience is an emerging property of brains, right? So I also don't know enough about it. But
jellyfish.
Either way, right?
Oh, wait, do jellyfish have a nervous system? So I'm looking this up.
Yeah.
Animals without a nervous system, sponges, placozoans. That wouldn't include mites, though. So I think it's extremely limited. But like an insect has a subjective. There's a really cool book that you would probably like. It's called Other Minds by Peter Godfrey Smith. And it's about, it's kind of like he's a philosopher, but it's very scientific leaning. And it's about how nervous systems and subjective experiences may have evolved. And he does a lot of talk about insects because there's this idea of, can insects feel pain? Do they have a subjective experience? And there are some arguments that go kind of both ways with it. Cause like when you tear a limb off of an insect, they don't do any kind of grooming to the limb. They just keep walking because grooming is something that more complex animals kind of always do when they're harmed, which I just mean like they start licking it. They don't say like, hey, you want some candy or something like that. But there are other experiments that I can't remember that seem to indicate that insects understand some sort of sense of pain, or which is really just the body's way of telling you that something is going horribly wrong that is detrimental for your survival. But anyways,
yeah, I agree with you totally. Right, like I think most insects are sentient indeed. That's why we like when it comes to mosquitoes, because I did write that down. Essentially, there is a difference there because if a mosquito is biting you, they're essentially attacking you in a sense, right? So when you are smacking a mosquito or when you're chasing a mosquito out of your house, or you're killing a mosquito because they're in your house, whatever, you're not going intentionally to go and kill a mosquito. You're essentially just protecting your house. Like your intent is not to kill the mosquito. I mean, it isn't that,
sure,
but the purpose of it is for you to protect your house. And the same goes for crop agriculture.
Sure. Sustaining yourself is not the same as self-defense. I can concede that that's a weak argument. But for 8 billion humans to exist, trillions, probably maybe even more than trillions, but trillions of animals have to die, even if we're all vegan.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like there's no vegan, I think, on this planet who says that there is no harm that comes with existence itself. But that doesn't necessarily imply that you can create more harm, right? Like you can't say, well, animals died in the creation of my house because,
well, you can,
therefore I'll go around killing more animals, right?
Is it morally wrong to not have children?
Is it, oh, that's an interesting, so I've been actually tackling, what do you call it? I think there is no, I don't know if it's morally wrong to not have children. I'll just say, I don't know. You could make an argument for it, yes.
Well, okay. Would it be morally wrong for humans
to have children? Yeah.
I said to not have children.
Is it morally wrong? No, it's not morally wrong to not have children.
Okay. So then would it be morally wrong for humans to collectively decide there should only be 1 billion of us? Because that would reduce animal suffering. Even if we were all vegan.
No. So that's why, in general, like veganism isn't a utilitarian position. It's but rather a deontological position, and it essentially means respect in each individual. Essentially, right? Like it's about your intent more than anything. If you're driving your car and you accidentally run over an animal, you know, or a human, you didn't have that intent, so you're not. You don't necessarily. You are responsible for it, but you don't. You're not like morally culpable. I don't know how to put it. Like there's a difference between that and you intentionally taking your car and ramming into somebody, right?
So this is where it just gets kind of sloppy for me, because you sort of went to the thing about you know, like if I choose to buy meat from the supermarket, I know that I'm contributing to animal suffering. Yeah. Well, if we choose for there to be more humans, not less humans, then we know, even if we're all vegan, we know that we're choosing more animal death and suffering. And so I'm not trying to win this debate. I'm not trying to do gotchas. No. I'm just searching for what is like logically consistent and on both ends. And so let me just get your position on this, because I already stated it earlier, but yeah. I just want to know, do you think that being vegan is morally right and not being vegan is morally wrong? Or do you think like veganism is over here and being like 100% carnivore is over here? And the closer you are to veganism, you are just increasing the good.
So as far as the definition goes, right, being veganism is you try to abstain from animal exploitation. You try to reject animal exploitation as much as it's possible and practicable.
I'm sorry, but I'll interrupt just because I think it'll help. Is it still morally wrong to eat meat, but do your best to do it in a way that's less exploitative?
First of all, I don't think there is a way that it is not exploitative to eat meat. Maybe if you eat dead animals that have died of natural causes or accidentally, right? Maybe that would be a way where it's not exploitative to eat meat. But if you are paying for an animal to be brought into existence only to be slaughtered, then it is inherently exploitative. And
what about hunting?
Hunting is it's difficult to call it exploitative, right? Because you're essentially just going out in nature and killing somebody. But hunting would still be wrong, knowing the context that you are causing harm to an innocent animal when you don't need to, right? Because that's where it boils down to.
So
to two factors: whether you need to, and whether you know what you're doing, right? Because if you're a person who just goes about your day and you have never thought about it, I don't think you're necessarily acting immorally. But if you know what you're doing, if you know the harm that you're causing, the exploitation that you're supporting, and you still choose to be part of it, then yes, I think you're acting immorally, regardless of how much animal products you are consuming. Even once a month, you would still be acting immorally.
Yeah, so that's the part of it for me that I think everybody's a hypocrite. I think I'm a hypocrite. And I think the vegan, when they adopt this position, is a hypocrite too. Because like for me, you know, there's that meme. Well, it's not really a meme. It's real. But that billboard that some vegans put up where it has all these animals and it says, "Where do you draw the line between food and pet?" Yeah. And like they did it really badly because they put the cow and the bunny next to each other. And it's like, yeah, that's where you draw the line. And for me, I'm like, yeah. But like, do I think it would be morally wrong to eat a horse? Well, I wouldn't do it, but people do it. I wouldn't do it. Do I think it would be morally wrong? Like in Africa, they eat a lot of bush meat, and some of that is chimpanzees. Now, I would absolutely never do it, but people live there. It's a very poor part of the world. They do it, and it's not morally wrong. But let's imagine a crazy world where our closest relatives didn't go extinct. So like Neanderthals exist. Homo erectus still exists. I would absolutely say, no, it is not okay to kill Homo erectus and eat it. And I am drawing the line in a completely arbitrary place based on emotion. I completely admit it. When the vegan position is that when you eat meat, you're causing animal harm, and so therefore there isn't a way to not be vegan and to be morally correct. But to be vegan, but being vegan always necessarily results in animal harm, unless you're going to completely obliterate human civilization, which would kill billions of us, and then there is no, because growing soybeans for tofu is industrial agriculture as well, that necessarily kills trillions upon trillions of animals, and it's kind of, I think the only thing you can do is arbitrarily draw the line at insects and moles and burrowing owls and whatever else don't have the moral value that I require to justify feeding 8 billion humans. And I just, if it's just a harm reduction principle and you can say, yeah, the guy that lives on his own land and hunts, but otherwise doesn't really buy farmed meat, I'm okay with that. But that doesn't ever, that's never the position. And so I just think everybody's a hypocrite, you know?
But isn't this kind of a Nirvana fallacy? Because you're saying we can't be perfect, therefore we should not try to make things better. Because and it's not necessarily about.
But I can agree that there's a gradient of I am not taking a dichotomous position of these are the things that we know are wrong. These are the things we know are good. I think that somebody that. I think there's a spectrum of good. I doubt that's a philosophical term, but I'm a philosophical idiot, so that's what I'm going to call it.
No, that's fine. Like, but you see, because the whole point. So I can explain why it's not about reducing harm necessarily, although you can see it that way. But the whole point is that you, as a person, would always in a situation where you're faced with the choice between creating more harm, if you want to discuss harm, towards humans or not, you would always choose the option to not. So the in order to be logically consistent with your position,
not
you should also do that for animals.
Yeah, but no. I disagree with that.
No, not deontologically. Yeah, not deontologically.
No, I do not hold that position deontologically. I hold that position utilitarianly because I think that if somebody is trying to end your life, you absolutely should end theirs first.
Yeah. So, okay. But if we talk about the deontological position, you would never have the intent to harm somebody or to cause harm to somebody. And if you're and of course, if you had to do it, if you're in a situation where it's in self defense, maybe you're in a deserted island and it's you versus them and you have to eat them, you would obviously choose to do it, right? Because you would be defending your life, and I guess it would be in some form of another justified. But when you're in a situation where you can make a choice. And you are choosing to not to cause harm, but to support exploitation and, of course, inherently causing harm from that. Wouldn't you say that you're acting immoral? Let me put it this way. If you're in a situation where you could choose to exploit a person or not, or to cause harm to a person or not, whatever you want to see it, because I'm not very strict on these. Wouldn't you say that you would be acting logically inconsistent if you would be in the same situation for an animal, but you would be choosing differently?
That was, maybe it's me, but that came across really clunky. So I hold the position that I should never intend to harm humans for no reason. And yeah. I should extend that to animals.
Yeah. So, and it's not just no reason, but like, because obviously when we harm animals or when we farm animals, we do it with a reason, but rather not a trivial reason, right? Not a reason that we can always just do something else.
Sure. So, the problem with this is that I concede. Logical inconsistency or hypocrisy on that, but you can't be vegan and not do the same thing. That's the problem I have with this.
So the thing is, I agree with you that, again, it's not a perfect world, and as a vegan, you try to do your best. And I do find myself in situations where I ponder what is the moral thing and how can I be logically consistent in these positions. And there are obviously gray areas or not necessarily gray areas, but situations where it could be potentially difficult, or I would find it difficult to justify my choices. But I think like the whole idea of veganism isn't necessarily about going after these small extremities, but rather about acknowledging that in a day-to-day position, in your day-to-day life, you are still making choices, and the choices that you are making, you could be making them in a way that where you don't harm other sentient beings or exploit other sentient beings. If you are in like small,
yeah, that's like the Peter Singer argument where everybody's evil because they choose. Like, I could literally donate one penny to the United Way, and I don't. Therefore, I am evil. I don't. If that's how it works, then I guess I am. But
I don't believe in evil, by the way. I'm not religious or anything. I don't believe there's such a thing as evil or good. I just think there's like morally consistent or morally inconsistent. And I just like, I feel like, I mean, you're obviously a very intelligent person. And I love speaking to intelligent people. And I just feel like as an intelligent person, you always have this extra moral duty because you could stand up for what is right. Because if you think about like 200 years ago, when we were enslaving humans, we were using the same justifications for what we do to animals today. And we were drawing the line not at a different species, but at a different race. So when we draw these arbitrary lines, we are essentially we are discriminating for something that we shouldn't really discriminate on.
Yeah, and that, like I said, that can be fine. I was going to say something else, and then I got distracted because I was writing something down, and I was listening to what you're saying, so now I don't remember what it was. But I want to ask you about two different things here.
Sure.
Then probably just move on.
Sure, I get it.
But, like, my thing is just, it's always going to come back to, well, there's two things. If... like the way you're describing things to me fits more along the lines of we should, like, if you try to be vegan but you fail, then that's but you don't live up to it or whatever, like we can call that fail or whatever, then that's okay. But I get the sense that vegans don't think it's okay. You either are vegan or you are morally wrong. And that just doesn't make any sense to me. Because, yes, I hear all the things about choosing not to cause harm, but a vegan has to kill trillions of animals in order for, well, a vegan doesn't, but a vegan world of 8 billion humans has to kill trillions of animals. And I think you just arbitrarily decide some animals don't deserve, they deserve to die as much as we need them to in order for us to live. I don't want to rehash that. I want to try to do two things here. One,
I just say before you go, I'm sorry for interrupting you there. Before you go on to move on to the next thing. I mean, you said in a vegan world, and I think that's a mistake, because in a vegan world, the reality is the reason why we kill so many of these insects, because vegans care about insects also. The reason why we kill so many insects and why there are so many crop deaths is because the people who are in charge of those crops are not vegan. I would argue that the vegan who is growing plants will do their absolute best in trying to not harm any sentient beings. So in a vegan world, essentially,
you can't have that's antinatalism. You can't have 8 billion humans in a world like that.
I mean, in what way can you not have that? Like, are you talking, because there are vertical farming, there's organic farming, there are methods of farming that don't cause so much harm to the, I don't know, other sentient beings. But if you talk about land use and water use and all that, obviously a plant-based would monumentally be better for the whole world, right?
I just disagree. I don't have the ability to run the numbers or the statistics, but
yeah.
I firmly do not think you can have 8 billion humans without industrial agriculture. And industrial agriculture has to be, it's very high tech, but it's very, I don't know how to put it. I want to say crude. It's not crude, but, like, you know, a guy with a garden in his backyard can shoo away the aphids and the caterpillars. And, like, I take spiders from my house and put them outside, right?
Same.
Individually, you can do that. But in order to grow enough food for 8 billion human beings, you have to do it at an industrial level where you're going to, like, a deer is going to get hacked in half by your combine. The only alternative is to make everybody a subsistence farmer, and you can't have 8 billion human beings. That's not possible.
No, but So there is vertical farming for the situations where you basically developing vertically, right? Where you wouldn't have be animals wouldn't be climbing vertically on some situations. I understand what you mean about industrial agriculture will inherently mean some form of crop debts and some form of negligence, right, towards what it is that you're doing. But it would still be monumentally better than what it is now, first of all. And second, that still does not justify us, like the harm that we cause within farming or our existence does not justify us causing more harm on top of it, right? Like, even if you had it equally, where you would be, animal agriculture would be equal to plant agriculture when it comes to 1 gram of protein, using the same amount of land and all this, the same amount of crop. That's if even if you equalize it, it would still not make sense for you to choose animal agriculture, because that would still be the choice where you're intentionally paying for animals to be exploited and slaughtered. And if we ever, and there's also the argument that if we ever want to make the world better, we would anyway have to get rid of our intentional exploitation of animals so that we can tackle our incidental or accidental deaths that are caused within plant agriculture, right?
Sure. I could say a lot, but everything I would respond to I've already said. And there were two other things I wanted to get to you
Go on.
on. Do you think that it's morally okay to kill invasive species?
Oh, no, I do not know.
Even though invasive species cause it like huge amounts of harm to the native species.
Yeah, but like, I think the most invasive species on this planet is by far the humans. I would not be morally okay with killing humans. So, just because they cause, and the whole humans, without a doubt, cause the most harm to all other species and environments on this planet. So I would just extend the same respect to all other animals. We definitely fucked up
But
all the environment, but
so
yeah.
like as an example, let's say there's an invasive species, like I don't know, a snakehead or carp or kudzu, like whatever, I don't know. If we allow that invasive species to exist in an ecosystem, it could kill 90% of the animals there. So
Maybe we could
killing the
relocate them.
invasive species, now this is it's basically a utilitarian argument, but you can sort of make the claim or the argument that, and kudzu is a bad example because that's a plant. Obviously, you don't give a shit about that. But
I
we
wouldn't
can
say that,
say,
yeah.
I we can like if we could somehow know that if we kill a million invasive species of this one animal, it'll save or it'll not exactly save, but it'll bring back it, which in a way is saving a billion other animal species, which does follow the principle of reducing harm, I think, but you're still against it.
So, by the way, this isn't a vegan issue, right? This is just a like a interesting question to have. I would say it's more of a question about speciesism more than veganism itself, like discriminating based on species. For me personally, I don't believe in the ends justifying the means. So us killing some animals, even if the ends would be monumentally better, I don't agree with that. Like I wouldn't kill one human to save the whole humanity also. Or let me put it this way, maybe I would, but I wouldn't find my action moral, right? Like I'm not insane. I might commit immoral acts because I want the world to be in a certain way, but I wouldn't find those acts necessarily moral if I commit something that is clearly immoral, right? Like I would, when we
Sure.
are doing these kind of things, we are essentially removing the individuality as of all these individuals that belong to those species. And like if I were in that situation, I would try first relocating them, maybe castrating them. I don't know. It's still kind of iffy castrating them, of course. Even relocating them can be iffy. But I think there's things you can do before going, well, let's kill the whole species off or something. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. The other thing I wanted to ask you was I talked to a vegan like a week ago or so on YouTube, and we spent like 20 fucking minutes on this one question because he wouldn't give me a straight answer to it. And so Like, you know, you know, in the Arctic, you can't grow food there, like if you live above the Arctic Circle. But Inuit people and Yupik people and whatever else, they live up there. The only thing they can do is, you know, harvest seals and eat that. They can't, you can't grow food. So do you think it's morally wrong for people to live in the Arctic Circle? Or do they get a pass for some reason?
That's a good question, and I like how you phrased it. Is it morally wrong for people to live in that circle? Obviously, it will depend based on each individual, because I acknowledge that some individuals don't have the financial means to move from there, I would say. But if you can move from there, if you can make the choice, like, again, it's about the choice. If you have the freedom to choose, then I believe that you should choose the moral thing. Otherwise, living there might be the immoral thing. If you, living there means you might need to kill others, because if you live in an area where, in order, like you choose
to they have to club seals, there's literally no other way to live.
But imagine being on an island somehow where you have to kill other humans to survive, and you choose to live there. Then I mean, you could say that you're no longer in a situation where you're I don't know, survival situation, you're intentionally in that, you're putting yourself in that situation to do it. But even in the Arctic, if I'm not mistaken, nowadays, they have supermarkets almost everywhere. And while it could potentially be more difficult to be vegan, I wouldn't say necessarily it's impossible to be vegan.
Well, I mean, like there are people that live, you know, traditionally indigenous people, and I don't know to what extent they have access to the grocery store or whatever. I asked that question to him because he implied at the beginning that it was okay. And I was like, wait, but if you take this really strong stance, then shouldn't it be morally wrong for them to live there if they have the choice to leave? And he just kind of like, eventually he said that would be, now your argument is they don't really have much of a choice. So it's not like they can just die. Or anything like that. So that's fine. Like, I wasn't trying to gotcha on it. I was just really looking for what, like, I want to hear the best arguments to what I think are good rebuttals, or like, what do they call, edge cases, you know? So
no, I appreciate these edge cases, by the way. I love challenging these things. And if you like, almost every week I find an edge case myself that I need to challenge, because I mean, that's the thing about existence. We will be killing somebody. We know that. But I think, you know, just to simplify the whole message is, if you have the choice to not do it, I would say you should choose not to do it. It's as simple as that. We don't have to go into complicated things and making numbers on one side or the other. You can just say, well, my intent, knowing that I'm intentionally causing harm, or intentionally because it's about exploitation, not harm, by the way, but intentionally exploiting animals for something that I can definitely choose otherwise, then how can I ever morally justify doing that? So there are edge cases, as you said, but you know, those are interesting to discuss and look. But I don't know. I would say even in situations like, if I go on a deserted island and I could only eat animals to survive. Not if I could go, but if I end up on a deserted island and I can only survive by eating animals, I would still call myself vegan if I do eat some animals, because I am still acting within my principle where I reject it as much as I possibly and practically can. But I wouldn't, nobody's advocating for people to die off or for anything like that, right? It's about making the right choices when you have the available choices. And very importantly, being intellectually honest with yourself that you actually have those choices, because, you know, people will always say, but it's difficult to go to the store or come up with reasons or stuff like that. Right.
Yep. Okay. I think we'll have to leave it there.